So what was the main focus of what you were trying to get out there today?
Well, the opening session talked about how the different sources of funding that have become available are really being put to use in an integrated way to help move forward with solutions to HLB, with federal funding for research now coming and the MAC money that I spoke about, allowing short-term delivery of those things that are ready to go to the field. It's just really accelerating what CRDF and the other industry groups have been able to do to get solutions out to the growers.
And that's one of the things you outlined in there was the money, that money you were talking about. What's it going to focus towards and what's the push right now?
Right. The NEFA money, the $25 million a year, is really focusing on more of the traditional developmental research, and that's a little longer out, but also working on solutions that may be available in the short term. But the funding coming through USDA APHIS in the MAC group is really focused on things that are field ready. So we've identified antibacterial strategies, thermal therapy, looking at strategic ways to remove inoculum from the field, also things like developing model groves, enhancing the biological control of the psyllid that's going on, and then finally for other citrus areas that are in early stages of development of the disease, looking at early detection and how they could prevent the spread of the disease.
Well, kind of a series that I've done in the past is the tamarixia, and so some of that money is going to focus on getting that up to snuff pretty much.
Right. Each of the states have a program in place right now, and most of them are run by the state departments of agriculture where they have rearing and release facilities, and this funding will be used, and their goal is actually in the first year to double the production of the parasitoids, get them out there, but they've also included the resources necessary to go out and do more evaluation to see what impact those releases are having.
HLB and ACP, it's bad all around. Is there a bright spot to anything that's going on? I mean, is there something you guys are excited about, something the money's going towards that they're excited about?
Well, as I said in the presentation, one of the key things here is Florida and the collective industries of the U.S. have responded so that resources are not the limiting factor now. It's really time that's our enemy. There are a lot of hands on this. There's a lot of discovery coming along. And I keep reminding people of two things. One, that there are tools coming along that people can add, and we'll hear more about that at the expo this week. But the other thing is, when you look at what growers are doing, there is evidence out there that new groves are being more successful than maybe those that were planted 4 or 5 years ago. And when you start putting all these tools together, it gives you a better sense that bright horizons are in front of us. And really the thing we've got to look at is how do we keep this current inventory of trees alive until more tools are available to help with new plantings.
And it might be something where it's just a management system where you use a lot of different stuff to try to combat it.
I think that's exactly it. It isn't going to be one thing that's going to solve this problem. It's going to be putting it all together. And we're starting to hear more and more about maybe the future production system will be a little different than what we've done historically.